We're up to Perek Tes Vav in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Today's share is sponsored by an anonymous donor as a schus for all of Klal Yisrael. We're up to Perek Tes Vav. Hatipul Begadim B'Shabbos U'B'Yamtiv. So if you're following along inside in the new print, it's on page Reish Dalet. We're going to talk about taking care of your garments on Shabbos and Yamtiv, washing them, etc., etc. So Sif Aleph begins. Osur lenakais begodim, one may not clean clothing, bein b'Shabbos ubein b'Yomtiv, not on Shabbos and not on Yomtiv. Shekein yesh b'zeh mishum iser libun, because that is the prohibition of libun, of whitening something. You're not allowed to whiten a garment. There's a prohibition of libun, and washing garments goes into that prohibition, that iser. So Siv Beis tells us, we're going to have to differentiate, he says, between washing with liquid and washing with dry. And he's going to explain. He says there's basic three methods that we're going to discuss when it comes to washing a garment with liquid. Aleph, number one, Shriyas habeged b'mayim ay b'chol chaymer nozel acher gein sabon nozli. Number one is soaking garments in water or in any other liquid, soapy liquid that's intended to clean a garment. So you have a bucket, a washing machine, you have something filled with liquid, and you want to toss a garment, a towel, a shmata, anything made out of material into it. That's gedder number one. Number two is kibus habeged b'mayim ay b'chol chimur nikur acher, which is ayidei shifshuf, which is you take some water, you know, on a shmata, but let's say not a shmata because that would be schita, on a paper towel or something else, or put the water directly on the garment, and you rub the garment or rub the paper towel with wetness on the garment, right, or on that piece of material. That is another method of washing using liquid. Number three is schitas hanoizlim shenisuf gubay beged. Is you have a garment that already has, either from Shabbos out in the rain or some other method, or from before Shabbos, you have a wet garment, and you want to squeeze out the liquid that's in the garment. Aniyur habeged min hanoizlim shenisuf gubay, or you want to shake off the garment to get rid of any liquid that's within the garment. So that's three ways of using liquid in the washing process of a garment. Either you soak it, you use the water of liquid to rub on the garment, or you're squeezing a wet garment out of water. Okay, those are three. I'm going to come back to, as we go through the perek, we will break up the difference between these. He also points out Chazal Gazu Gamal Tlias Kvasim and Begadim Retuvim Moshem Yivush. Another really part of Gzeres Chachamim when it comes to Libun is hanging a wet garment in an area where you usually hang wet garments after laundry to hang to dry. But he says we're going to talk more about that later. Okay, so now he goes Libun Yavesh Kail Shleishay Fan Niku Ela. Now, washing without liquid, using only dry, also has three categories. Number one, Hasaras lichluch hasfug bebeged ayidei shifshuf anir. To try to remove any dirt, any shmutz that's absorbed already in the garment by rubbing it, scratching it, pushing the two garments against each other. That's stuff that's absorbed into the material. Two, hasaras halichluch hadavud bebeged. It hasn't yet absorbed into it, but you have shmutz that's sitting on top of the garment. And once again, gamhi ayidei shifshuf ayinir, by scratching it or rubbing it, you want to get off something that's not absorbed into the material, but that's sitting on the material. Gimel, three, niku yabeged min ha-lichluch shenitfas olav ayidei ha-sarasa biyad ayinirei, ni-urei, ukedema. Number three, he says, is you have shmutz that's not attached to the garment, it's not stuck to the garment like number two, but it just shmutz sits on top of it, and you just want to take your hand and knock it off. Right? It's not absorbed. It's not attached. First one was absorbed. Number two is attached. It's stuck to the garment. Number three, it's not even that. It's sitting above it. It's dry. You want to knock it off. So those are the three categories of dry. So we have three categories for wet washing. We have three categories for dry washing. And now the rest of the perek is going to deal with the differentials between exactly what you're washing, how you're washing it. But those are the basically six categories. Siv Gimel. He says, Ein mishum iser libun le'inin din da'iraisa. As far as min ha'Torah, the Torah prohibition of libun is not ala imkein habeged misnake ayidei pu'ulase. It has to be that the garment gets cleaned by what you're doing. Mekan chiyesh lahavdil le'inin iser libun ben triyas beged meluchluch b'mayim u'ben triyas beged naki b'hem. So therefore, there's going to be a difference between whether you're soaking a dirty garment or you're soaking a clean garment, right? Ben triya b'mayim, l'shem niku, ben triya derech lichluch. Whether you're doing, well, if you're going to throw something into a liquid that's going to make it dirty, or you're going to throw it into a liquid that's going to make it clean. S'vechein and so to yesh lahavdil, ben niku beged shachar, l'niku beged lavan. We're going to see the difference between a white garment and a dark garment. We're going to see there's a difference between garments, which you're makpid. You would never wear this garment when it's dirty. You would never have this thing around your house, this towel around dirty, or things that you really don't care about. Because once again, for a deraisa, you need meleches machsheves. You need that you're making it clean, you want it clean, you don't want it dirty. So these are going to be some of the differentials as we go through the perek to look out for. So the top of page Reish Hey, Shriyas Begodim B'mayim Ukibusa. So we're going to start with talking about soaking garments and washing garments with water. So Siv Dal begins, Asur Lishreis Kvasim B'mayim. Can't do laundry in water. You have dirty laundry, you want to put it into water. I Lishpech Alei B'mayim. You will pour water onto a garment, even in a very small amount. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Yomtiv, not on Shabbos, and now on Yomtiv. Bein imakvasim luchlochim, whether you're dirty, your laundry is mamish dirty, you look at it, you see shmutz, it's dirty. Bein imem nikiyim, it's clothing that's relatively clean, but you want to wash it, you want to freshen it up. Bein imem levenim, whether it's white. Bein imem tzevainim, or whether it's colored. So now he points out a very big problem. He says, therefore, mi shemishtamish bechitulim asuyim bad. People who use cloth diapers, not disposable diapers, but washable cloth diapers. He says, you have to be careful. Yizor shloi lushreis oisim amayim achay shenirtavu oishin islachlichu. After a baby or anyone who has an issue, right, wears diapers, right, or any type of garment that you wear, that's going to catch schmutz, right? And now, you don't want this sitting around dirty. It smells. So you're going to want to soak it in water. It's usr. You can't soak it in water. Vaf lahotis alayim mayim usr. Even to just spritz some water on it is prohibited. So, ba'avamutu lahasim emes atzoya. If there's fecal matter that you just want to empty out into the toilet, that's permitted. But you can't rub it or scratch it to get off, you know, the rest of whatever marks are on the garment. All you can do is pour the fecal matter into the toilet or to some bag or however you want to get rid of it. But you can't use any water, spritz any water on it at all. Okay? You can't use any water at all. So therefore, what does he say? Best is to have a diaper pail where you keep your cloth diapers, toss it in the diaper pail, cover it, you shouldn't smell it, and leave it till after Shabbos. It says, let's say you're worried that it's going to attract insects to this fecal matter, so that you could spray a small amount of like an insect repellent on the diaper or on the diaper pail. Because that's not doing any type of libun, that's not to clean it, that's just to keep insects at bay. It says, b'mikra shal cheshash lavoris machla madbekes. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan during a time when there's a disease that's going around that's contagious. And you're worried that if the baby has it, leaving these diapers around is going to create a contagious disease airborne. You could have a liquid in a container that you would not wash the diapers with, generally speaking, and dump it into that, and that would kill just the bacteria or the virus, whatever it is that's going around. He says,
but you have to be careful.
He says, but you can't use chlorinated water or bleach. Which even though it's going to kill the virus, kill the bacteria, but generally speaking, chlorinated water, bleach, is what you use to wash diapers. He says, therefore, you can't use that. It has to dafka be some type of liquid that you would not wash the diapers in. He says, if you're worried about diseases, you're worried about these types of things, something's going around, then don't use cloth diapers. Take a break from your cloth diapers. If you're one of those eco-conscious or let's say, I don't know, some type of allergic reaction or health, that you try to use only cloth diapers. He says, if it's going to be an issue of diseases, for Shabbos, at least for those Shabbos, you should use disposable diapers. Sif hey,
gam beged shekvar shorui b'mayim, pim ba'idyayim, osu lechapsei b'mayim, o leshafshafei b'mayim, o b'chol chay meniki acher.
Even any type of garment that's already soaked in water from before Shabbos, you cannot wash it with water or to rub it or to anything to make it cleaner, even though it was already soaking in water before Shabbos. We see much more about that in Sif Yud Zayin.
Sivav, michnasei tinik asuim gumi anilon, plastic pants that they have for babies that they very often put over the diapers.
Shalai tofer bem shum ba, that there's no material sewn to it, it's straight plastic. Vigam ain't furim b'chut misivim tivium, and it's no natural fibers or threads that are sewn together, so it's really all plastic.
V'chein matza asu gumi eichem esenteri sheshamish b'midas tinik mitachas asodin,
or a plastic sheet mattress cover that people put under the sheets. So that, he says, that we don't consider that washing because it's not cloth that you're taking anything out from it. It's just like over the top. So that mutlul shreisim mayim, that you could throw into a pail of water. So let's say someone had a bedwetting accident and you took off the sheet. Now you have this wet plastic, that's solid plastic that went over the mattress. Right, so that you could take and pour into a bucket of water or pour some water over it to get the urine smell off it or whatever else. As long as your plan is to use those rubber pants or that plastic on Shabbos itself. Otherwise, you're running into a hachana problem if you're just cleaning it off after Shabbos. But if you want to be able to put it back in the bed, you want it to happen in the middle of the night, the baby's kid's going to go back to sleep. You could use some water because that's solid plastic. Once again, you have to be careful not to use a shmata that's going to be schita. You have to use something that's paper.
But
even this plastic pants or this plastic mattress cover, when it's wet, you shouldn't rub it one side against the other. Be careful not to use a shmata. And he says, a shmata that's wet. Also, a shashiv b'choif, and stamazah you can never rub, because it's going to be kareb pulas ezer huseichet mayim and hamatlas. You're going to be squeezing water out of the shmata, out of the towel. So you have to be careful how you do it. By using a paper towel, or using something that's not going to have a schita problem, and not rubbing the two parts of the plastic against each other, one could use some water if he's going to be using that bed sheet, that mattress cover, or the rubber pants, or plastic pants on Shabbos itself. We're going to stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored by an anonymous donor as a schus for Klal Yisrael in order to help keep the shiurim coming on a regular basis. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Your sponsorships help these shiurim to come on a consistent basis.